Okay, we've been through the formalities. Okay, we are learning Maharal's Netzach Yisrael, Perek Dalid. Let's recap what we've seen yesterday, meanwhile. And today we're going to move into a very profound level of this. The Maharal began by addressing the Gemara that tells us the differences between the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Churban Bayis Rishon, the Gemara tells us, was an account of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim. The Churban Bayis Sheni, the Gemara tells us, they didn't have these problems. It was an account of Sinas Chinam. Now the Maharal tells us, and this is already indicated by the continuation of the Gemara there, he says, don't make the mistake of thinking that this means that the Bayis Sheni was on a higher level of Bayis Rishon. Actually, it's the other way around. Bayis Rishon, the people of Bayis Rishon were on an immensely high level. And their spiritual level warranted the presence of the Shekhinah among them. Just because of their level. Of the level of your... I'm adding this. He doesn't say this, but the Gruss says something to this effect. The level of your average Jew was such that it warranted that intense level of Ashrat HaShekhinah. The Gruss says that we have no idea of what the mentality of a child in the time of Bayis Rishon was like. And therefore, the Satan worked, the Torah was working extra hard to hit them as hard as he could because of their high level. And he hit them in these three places. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, because he had to contaminate them in a way that would make them unworthy of the Ashrat HaShekhinah. And that's what caused the Shekhinah to depart and the Beit HaMikdash to be destroyed. The Bayis Sheni, they were on a much lower level. And the level they were on did not warrant Ashrat HaShekhinah. And in fact, that the Shekhinah, the presence of the Shekhinah in the Bayis Sheni was out of a much lower level. What was that? So he says that it wasn't their spiritual level that warranted it. It was just the fact that Klal Yisrael was unified. When Klal Yisrael is unified, forget the level. They earn Ashrat HaShekhinah. And therefore, they had their Ashrat HaShekhinah. And therefore, here, once they were divided, they no longer warranted it. In terms of their own spiritual level, they weren't up to par, and the Shekhinah departed. This is where we stand now. This is what we learned, meanwhile, in Maharal yesterday. Now let's move on. He takes this to another profound level. If you're following in the Sefer, it's in the paragraph that starts Va'id. If you're not following in the Sefer, you'll be just fine. Now, he says Va'id. He says, let's take this further. He says, this contrast between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, that the Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of these three Averis, the Bayis Sheni because of Sinas Chinam, reflects another very deep understanding. He says, man, Adam, Israel, is Hashem's choice of his place to rest his Shekhinah. That's why man is called Merkava LaShekhinah. Really, what is man in the world? Man is the carrier of the Shekhinah. That's the essence of what man is. Now, he says there's also a place in the world that is warrants Ashrat HaShekhinah. That's the Beit HaMikdash. In a general way, we can put it this way. In general, we work with three dimensions. When we talk Ruchnius, we work with three dimensions. We work with the dimension of Adam, or Nefesh. Nefesh Olam Shana, that's how it's referred to in the Sfarim. Nefesh Olam Shana, meaning we work with the dimension of man, we work with the dimension of place, and we work with the dimension of time. So, the place of Shekhinah is Nefesh HaAdam. It's placed in the nefesh. Nefesh ha'adam, okay, Yisrael. Placed in life in this world. That's where the Shekhinah is. In place, it's the Beit HaMikdash. In time, it's Shabbos. That's why you see the Sfarim say that Shabbos is in time, but the Beit HaMikdash is in place. So here he says, he starts drawing parallels now between the Beit HaMikdash and the Nefesh of man. He says, just as Hashem chose the Beit HaMikdash to settle His Shekhinah there, Hashem also chose man to settle Himself there too. The Neshama is, he says, "Hunitzos Kvoida Yisbarach." It is the spark of Hashem's glory. And K'mayshenotan HaNeshama LaAdam, just as Hashem granted the Neshama to man, "Shunitzos Kvoida Yisbarach." I'm just going to read select parts here as we move through it, mainly Baal Peh. Ken hizriach Hashem yisbach b'mikdash es kvoidei v'oirei. Hashem also radiated onto the mikdash His glorious presence, His light. Ulefichach, and therefore he says, heichal hakodesh u'mekudesh al Hashem, the heichal, the Beit HaMikdash, which is characterized as the place of Hashem, misdame ligamrei el heichal ha'odah, is a full parallel to the heichal that we call man. Asher Shom Kvayda Neshama, which is the resting place of the Neshama. The Neshama is actually a manifestation of the Divine. You are kind of like, your body is like the bottommost level of you. You are an ascending, there are layers of you that go higher and higher. The body is the bottommost and most material level. But there is Nefesh, and higher than that is Ruach, higher than that is Neshama. Now those themselves break into various elements. But it goes up and up and up until actually it merges back with Kiviyachol, with the Divine. That's why if you really go deeper, the Neshama merges into the Chaya, which merges into the Yechida, which is already Mamash we relate to as Elokut. So just as the Beit HaMikdash, you have to realize that there are Mamash two parallels here. The Beit HaMikdash is what characterizes Hashem's presence in this world, so is Nishmas HaAdam. So is Adam. Man is the Heichal for the Shekhinah, which manifests in the Neshama. And therefore, Dabar Zeh Ramzu Chachamim Zal, Gamken B'mashu Amru, Chachamim alluded to this when they said, Kol Adam Sheyesh Baidaz, Ki Lo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. Any person who has proper das, meaning his head, his mind is in the right place, his mind is full of Hashem, and his mind is shaped by Torah such that his mind reflects Hashem, he has das. So it's as though the Beit HaMikdash was built in his days. Why is that? So we understand now why that is. Because it's mamish that. It is the same as the Beit HaMikdash. Nefesh HaChaim talks about this at length. It's a very famous and fundamental concept. Now, why is it only Adam Sheyesh Baidas? So saying every person has a neshama, and the neshama manifests Kiviyachol, the divine. So why is it only a person who has his das properly developed? Answer is, that you have a neshama somewhere in the background, but how connected you are to your neshama, how, it's like you have pipes in your house that can be clogged up, and they should be accessing different places, but they don't necessarily. You have to do a lot of connecting in order for your neshama taki to be connected in a way that it's actually having its effect. It's not natural. That takes work. To get the neshama unclogged and to actually be radiating down into you, that's the das that we're talking about. You reconnect yourself. You line yourself back up with your real higher sources, your neshama. And a person who does that is the Kilo Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. It's as though he built the Beis HaMikdash. Now, he takes this further. V'yesh b'heichal ha'odam gimul machanus. U'bekol echad kedusha. He's working backwards. But we're all familiar with the concept of gimul machanus when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to the Mishkan, right? The three machanus. There's machane Shechina, machane Leviyah, and Machane Yisrael, right? Machane Yisrael is the Azara, the outside, outer yard, right? And then you have the Machane Levi, which is the Heichal, and the Machane Shechina, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So these are three levels of Kedusha. The deeper in you go, the more Kodesh. The Yesh Beheichal HaAdam Gimel Machanoi. Man also is comprised of three Machanoi. U'bechol Echad Kedusha. Each one with another level of Kedusha. HaKoyach HaEchad Hu Bakoved. One is in the liver. The liver represents the more physical side of man. The Rosh Tevis are Melech. Melech is Mayach Lev Kovid. The mind, the heart, and the liver. The liver is representative of what we'll call the guf. Okay? V'niko Koyach Tivi. That's like the natural Koyach of man. V'menu Koychos Yiduos. The liver is a very, very like technical, physical function in the body. Hazan, Amigadol, Amoyled, it has to do with, if we're just putting contemporary terms, right, it sorts out, it strains the blood, it creates us. Okay, now Machane Shechina, the next Machane is Hubalev. It's in the heart. Koyach Miyuchad, this will call more the egoistic part of man, egoistic / emotional part of man. When men have come at Dvarim, the heart also, that's where it also controls different functions. Nikima, Unitira, the scene of the Kamadvarim. We're talking, he's putting it in the negative sense. All kinds of emotions, passions that operate in man. Envy, revenge, hate. These are functions of the heart. Now the third machane is the mind, the brain. This is where thought, memory, and das is more than thought. Das is insight. Just to put it simply right now. And this is parallel to the Mikdash. It also had its three Machanois with ascending levels of Kedusha. Machane Yisrael, Machane Levi, Machane Shechina. He gives a different division. Machane Yisrael, Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim is called Machane Yisrael. Machane Levi, Harabai, okay? And Machane Shechina, Hazor v'Heichal v'Kodesh HaKadoshim. Also deeper, more inner levels of Kedusha. Okay, so what does he want from all this? So here he says as follows. So again, we have man is divided into what he's calling three Machanos. Kaved, Lev, Moyach. If you will, the Kaved is the home of the Nefesh, which is considered the lowest part of our soul. The word soul in English, we use nefesh and neshama interchangeably. It's really different levels. And nefesh is the lowest level. And nefesh, also animals have a level of nefesh. Then there's the ruach, and then there's the neshama. The neshama is completely exclusive to the Jew. So, the home of the seed of the nefesh is the kaved, the liver, which represents everything physical about man. The seed of the ruach is the lev, which is already the more emotional level, and the seed of the neshama is the moyach. So now, he says, then you can talk about the soul simply in an inclusive way, man with everything about him, in a more general way. He's going to go on to show how the two batei mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, everything was a lot more developed. You had in man his claim to fame in all three aspects. Whereas the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Sheni was not on such a level that you had such distinct divisions of Kedusha. It was more of a general, kind of like we said before, it was all of Klal Yisrael kind of coming together, more of a general kind of Kedusha. Call it also a bit more external, right? It wasn't about the individual. It was more like everybody is one mass. So you're also kind of have just like one general nefesh. We didn't really have these finer distinctions going on in the Bayis Sheni. Okay, we're still in mid-sentence, but that's the way it works here. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.